Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Ohio. I have been published for over 10 years, and I am a dog mom to two dogs, which you will probably hear in the background. Yeah. And I will be celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary in October.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Yeah. You got married in a different era where there was no Facebook announcements about relationships.
There was not. My photos are in an actual really heavy book on personal paper. I was like, we got married right before people started getting their photos on DVD. So we don't have that.
Gosh. It was a different era. Different time.
But you know what? It was just a big puffball. It was like the dress. You know what I mean? That when you had like the cake topper kind of dress, it was like that.
But you know, like I look back at the 90s and I look back at the early 2000s, and like it was a different era. Like nobody knew what was going on. We'd have cell phones, we'd have social media, we didn't document it, compare ourselves to the Joneses. You know, we were, I don't know, like people who are like basically like lawless, you know?
Yeah. So you're Gen X too, I guess, right?
I am a senial. So I'm 81. So I'm the Oregon Trail. You know,
you are my younger brother's age. I didn't know that generation had a name.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's a Gen X. We got stuff from the Gen Xers, but we also got stuff from millennials. Like I graduated in 99. So so basically I graduated like the last class of the century.
Yeah. Okay.
We're too young to be Gen Xers, but we're too old to be millennials. So.
Yeah. And you don't really fit into either of those categories because my brother doesn't fit into either of those categories. Sort of bridges both.
Yeah.
Like the kind of, you know. Yeah, it's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah, like I went to college and I didn't have Facebook. And I didn't have any like what typically millennials will have. But I didn't have some stuff like people were college in the 90s. And I went to college in the early 2000s. So it was like a weird time of the year.
Yeah.
So. All right. So let's talk some books. So you started writing about 10 years ago. What led you to start writing?
What made me start writing? Is that what you said?
Well,
So I love this story because it starts with a pandemic and it's not the one we just had.
Yeah.
So what happened was I had a sales job. I was in direct sales and I had been in direct sales for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I had actually finally earned a free vacation at Cancun, Mexico. And I was so excited to go because I had worked diligently every year and I hadn't gotten the vacation. So won the vacation, all ready to go to Cancun, Mexico. And the company announced that swine flu had kind of overtaken Mexico and it was too dangerous for us to go. And they said they were going to refund our money and, you know, we could travel somewhere safer with the check, basically. So I was devastated because I had done all of this work to ensure I could go. We even bought in my husband. So we got his money refunded. We got, you know, the check to take the vacation. And during the week of the vacation, I read a book you may have heard of called Twilight. And what I ended up doing was reading the entire series. Everybody had been talking about it. And I was a late bloomer to that series. So I read all four books in a week and I decided that I was going to write a book. So I cashed that check. And I bought a laptop and I grabbed an old manuscript that I had started years ago and I finished it and I sent it to Harlequin and it got rejected. And then I realized I was going to have to work a little bit harder to get published. So, but that's my story. That's how I started. I had always kind of written, I had loved to read romance, but that was the tipping point.
I absolutely love this story. I love the fact that you're like, I'm going to cash out a vacation, which is like what we look for. And I'm going to do this like passion project that hopefully one day, maybe in your mind, the back of your mind is like, this could be the escape from this job, you know?
Yeah, I was just done being in sales. It was, I love sales and marketing. I really do. But it was kind of the kind of business where you did home parties and you logged all these like cases of stuff and tables into people's houses. And I met so many amazing people. I really did. But I was just done like lugging stuff into people's houses and working in the evenings and weekends. I was like, done. I'm like, I don't sit in my pajamas and write books if that's a thing I can learn to do.
Yeah, I work weekends and evenings for most of my 20s. And I had to kind of like, I remember a therapist telling me, like, you can actually don't have to work evenings and weekends. Right. And I was like, really?
It's a thing you do in your 20s. That's what you do. Like, I was also like a waitress. So, you know, yeah. I worked at Outback Steakhouse, which is where I met my husband. Yeah. And that's all we did was work evenings and weekends. And it was, that's an exhausting schedule. You feel like you can't get anything done, you know?
No. So I switched over. I went the route of becoming a professional temp. So I was in New York City and I was just temping my way and doing whatever gig was possible and trying to, and acting like a Gen Zer before it was a Gen Zer, where it was like, I'm going to quit because the vibes were off. And I was like, oh, quit. But I was like, I'm going to quit for this one. Like, they want me to do this. I'm just going to quit. And I always had a job because that's like the magic of it. It's like, even though I quit for no reason, I had good work ethic that I always got jobs.
Yeah. I went from waitressing to temping as well. Cause I didn't even know where to start in the professional world. Like, and it was an interesting experience. I worked at, like an electrical company, but the company was not paying their bills. So they just had me answer the phone and say that nobody was there. And then I worked for a nursing home, like in the, you know, admin part.
Yeah.
What did I do? I think I had, and then I worked for a box company. So it was like, it was really interesting. Every time you change jobs, you're like, wow, what am I doing here?
Yeah, that's how I ended up doing it. Like, I ended up working like the most random things. I worked in admissions at one point. I worked at a food chain and I messed up the lunch order because I get free lunch. And so I did not come back for that one. Work at a couple of nonprofits. The current job that I have, I start as a temp. And then they hire me afterwards. But that's like something you get to do at some point where you're like, okay, there's no nights and weekends. What can I do? I'll just temp, you know? Yeah.
Well, when you don't you don't think you really have office experience when you come from like waitressing or whatever random stuff. I worked retail. I worked at Macy's when it was Lazarus. If you remember that. Macy's used to be Lazarus and that's where I worked.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, so let's talk about The American Sweetheart, but let's talk about the series because there are 5 books in the series that were re-released this year. They're all out. They're also available on Couple Plus. So if you're one of those who wants to read them for free, you can just get Couple Plus and you can read them, you know.
Yeah, that's true. They are on Couple Plus.
So talk to us the elevator pitch of the series and what is American Sweetheart elevator pitch?
The series is like a really fun, like punchy rom-com, sort of what you would go, you know, watch a rom-com movie to kind of get that feeling, that vibe, right? And the series kind of takes a few twists and turns because some of the, you know, like the first two books are like really fun and punchy, but there's also some really serious bits in them. And then book three is a little sad because the hero has just lost his father. And then book four picks up the pace because I've got like the bad boy of the NFL and he is just an obnoxious jerk, which was so fun to write. And then America's Sweetheart is the most recent one. And it rounds out the series with high school or college sweethearts reunited after 10 years. So the heroine had run off to Hollywood. She'd actually become an actress. The show she was on won an Emmy, and she has hit a snag in her life. She has been accused of stealing an Oscar at a party she was at. And the woman she stole the Oscar from will be basically our equivalent of Meryl Streep. So there was kind of an original America's Sweetheart that everybody loved. And our heroine, you know, Allie, is like being accused of being a thief. So she runs home with her tail between her legs to her parents' house. And when she walks in the door, her ex-boyfriend is there because he is doing a construction project for her parents while they're away to Italy at a reunion or at an anniversary celebration. So it's kind of not forced proximity, but close proximity. They see each other every day. They do things they did together. Like I remember writing a scene like, you know, what would really take them back to that college kind of place? And she said she needed to go out to eat, but she wanted to be not recognized where she went. And he took her to Taco Bell. And I thought, she probably hasn't been to Taco Bell in a decade. So she orders like basically one of everything so she can have a bite of everything. She hasn't been to Taco Bell in so long. So it's a lot of fun. It feels very small town and contemporary and romantic, even though it's set with a quote unquote actress. And we got a guy who's basically had his, you know, his heart handed to him years ago and is just determined not to fall for her again. So.
Oh my gosh. And feelings will catch up. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
I love this. And so if after reading these five books, what other books in your backlist would you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh gosh, there are so many. You know, I think if you're looking for that sort of small town, like Friends kind of vibe, I would recommend the Evergreen Cove series, which is another series I've started. There's two books in it so far. It's actually on Kindle Unlimited as we're recording. It's on there now. So you could check out Bad Boy Blues or Bad Boy Crush. And if you want to take a left-hand turn and try something different, I have a little more like escalated drama and a bit more serious. If you want to read something like that, I have a Blue Collar Billionaires series. And it's three billionaire brothers. Two of them are adopted. And and heroines that are really tough and tender. So,
oh my gosh, I love this. Yeah. Recommendations. So now let's talk some books to recommend our listeners to pick up. What kind of books do you have to recommend?
I recommend reading. Well, I love Kristen Ashley. And the first Kristen Ashley book I ever read was Lawman, which is like book three in a series. So I was totally out of order. Do you read out of order?
Yes, I do.
I read out of order too. We are so much alike. Yeah. Like hate this, like, oh my god, I never read out of order. But if I pick up a book and it's book four, it's like Jill Shalvis's first book I ever read was like book five or something. I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah. I just read it and then I just go back and read the other
ones. Yeah, I find it's a good way to test. Try the best one that you're more interested in, and then if you like, go back, then go back. Honestly, the endings, we know they're gonna end up together. It's not really shocking. There's not a twist.
Exactly. So my editor at Grand Central actually sent me that Kristen Ashley book because she was wanting me to go into Bad Boys. The first book I had written was a billionaire book and she wanted me to do Bad Boys. That's how I ended up doing kind of both. And after that, I was a Kristen Ashley junkie. And I always recommend people read Sweet Dreams because that is like, it is a chunk of a book. It's like a phone book. It's like you could hold, it's a doorstop is what my editor called it. Her books are doorstops, but they're so good. So if you haven't read a 700 page book in a while, that's the one for you.
I may add Kristen Ashley. She's been mentioned multiple times and I actually had a Get Started Page Kristen Ashley episode and I have yet to read one of those. I think I'm excited by the length, but I feel like it should be fine, you know?
I feel like, it's people are on the fence about her. I feel like you're either going to love the voice or you're going to be like, oh my God, what is this? And I just sort of fell right down the hole. You know, it was like, that was for me. So yeah, I would recommend any of the, like, I think Motorcycle Man's her most popular one. If you want to real, but that one was even not as good as Lawman to me. So yeah. Lawman was like, the guy was like a detective or a cop or something. So he's like the white hat hero. He's like the good guy hero. And she usually writes like these real rough and tumble bad guy heroes. So
yeah,
it's, she's definitely one to check out if you've heard a lot about her.
I love this. Your next recommendation is called, it's a Colleen Hoover book.
Yes. It Ends With Us. I both want to recommend and not recommend this book. Have you read it?
I have read it.
It's gutting. It's absolutely gutting. But I appreciate so much being taken on that ride. It was just fascinating to me. I thought it was genius. So to make us fall in love with a guy that we are going to hate by the middle of the book is just brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. And we hate him.
Yes, and we hate him. We do hate him. We still hate him.
Yeah. He's not getting a love story. We want to read that.
Yeah, it really spun my head. But then I recommended it to like one of my best friends, and she was just like, I'm still not okay. And I was like, all right, well, I guess you got to be made of tough stuff to read Colleen.
Yeah, for sure. And then the final recommendation is Dorinda Jones, and it's someone that her audio is amazing, her books are fun, you know, talk to us about her book.
And Dorinda Jones is an incredible human being, just the most amazing person. I love her. And one time we ended up sitting next to each other at a book signing, mm-hmm. and we got to chatting, and she used to be vegan and I used to be vegan, and we were talking about food. We were talking about all these things we had in common, and we were geeking out so much talking to each other that we didn't realize there were people that had stepped in front of us both waiting for us to sign their books. We're like, oh, sorry. Like we thought we were just like having a chat. But she wrote a series called the Charlie Davidson series. And the very first book is called First Grave on the Right. I think First Grave on the Right. It's like left. Wait.
First Grave on the Right. It's on the right.
Yeah. Because I think it's like Second Grave on the Left is the second one. I always get really confused. Yeah,
they all have graves. In
They all have graves. So the readers, we all just end up calling it First Grave, Second Grave, Third Grave. So Charlie Davidson is actually a private investigator, but she's also the Grim Reaper. So she helps souls cross over to the other side. And it is this great mix. There's always a mystery in the background, but Charlie and then the love interest, you know, kind of run through the whole, I think it's 13 books total. I still haven't finished the series. I've been reading it for years and I just kind of pick up one every once in a while. So, but I love it. I adore it. I think it's brilliant. And here's a fun fact. She spoke at the Romance Writers Association I belong to. And that's how I was introduced to her. And when she said, I have books here, if anybody would like me to sign one for them, if you want to buy a book. And I hopped up to get the book. And she put the book in front of her and she opened the cover. And she goes, oh, this is the first soft cover I've ever signed. So I have the first soft cover that Dorinda Jones ever signed. So,
oh my gosh, I love this.
I felt so like, this is just kismet. And then years later to hang out with her, and she's just such a sweetheart. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love these recommendations. I think you gave us like recommendations that are like books to read. And also you can always go back in a Twilight journey, you know,
yeah,
inspired to write a book.
I still haven't read the new, what's the latest one?
I think it's New Eclipse or New Moon or something like that.
No, it's like Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
Midnight Sun. So I have it. I bought it and I haven't read it yet, but I have it because I felt like I should have it because I have all the other ones. Yeah. Incomplete without it.
It is all good. Jessica, tell us where you can find me online.
You can find me at jessicalemon.com is the best place to find me. And please go to click that newsletter button and sign up for my newsletter. I try to contact everybody at least once a month to let them know what's going on. If there's a book sale, if there's a new book. And other than that, I'm on Instagram at jlemony with two M's, and I am on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I'm on Poshmark selling clothes. You can go follow me there.
Oh my gosh. I love
all her. Over the internet.
It is so good. So thank you, Jessica, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.